لجنة المبيدات لمزيد من الدراسة والإبقاء عليها في الخطوة الخامسة وعدم رفعه إلى الخطوة الثامنة. وشكرا.
Thank you very much for your comment, Egypt. Clarify that point. Give the microphone to the Secretariat. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Just to draw distinguished delegates to the attention that the delegation of Egypt was speaking about MRL for malathion for wheat. New MRL, which is based on the latest GMPR evaluation, is proposed 10 milligrams per kilogram, but it's based on the newest data. And we have, while we will adopt this new MRL, we have to revoke and so-called all MRL at 0.5 milligrams per kilogram. Last CCPR considered this matter, and there was agreement that the new MRL, which is based on latest evaluation, be adopted and the old one be revoked. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Secretariat, I hope you understand then, Egypt, that JMPR has reviewed new data, thus resulting in this higher MRL, which has been, as a consensus matter, agreed to by the committee CCPR. And I hope this satisfies your concerns. Are there any other comments? I see no other flags. I see Norway.
Thank you, Chair. At the last committee on pesticide residues, also Norway made some reservations on some of these pesticides. And we will also, as the European Commission said, we will maintain our reservations and please note that we will have the same reservations as was mentioned in the written comments from the EC. Thank you.
Thank you very much, delegates. It would appear then that we can adopt these draft residue limits, sides at step 8 and 5-8, recording the reservations of the EC and Norway. Thank you very much. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Foods. And we consider the draft and proposed draft maximum residue limits, MRLs, for veterinary drugs. Are there comments? Just to add a little clarification, I understand that there are several MRLs in this proposal. One of them, melongestrel acetate, MGA, is presented at step 8, and there are 6 MRLs presented at 5-8. European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as you note, this particular proposed standard for melongestrel acetate is one, but one of but several other pharmaceutically active substances before us for consideration. In this specific case, our remarks could equally be applied to these other substances. And as a cardinal point, the EC reiterates its concerns that by excess intake of residues of melangesterol acetate and its metabolites, endocrine, developmental, immunological, neurobiological, immunotoxic, genotoxic, and carcinogenic effects can be envisaged. And this is particularly the case for susceptible groups, namely children and teenagers. Therefore, the EC retains its strong opposition to the adoption of the proposed MRLs for MGA. Thank you.
Thank you for your indulgence. Delegates, I propose that we deal with the compound that is presented before us at step 8. That's MGA, melangestrol acetate. We've heard a comment from the EC. I would like to ask China. I would recognize China, which has asked for the floor. And Switzerland. And the United States, which hosts this committee, and the chair of the committee is here. And Norway. And then I would also suggest that we hear from the JECFA Secretariat, which has comments to make, as may the chair, specifically on the objections that we have heard, the reservations that we have heard registered strongly by the EC. So I will take China next. China?
谢谢主席女士，中国代表团支持 欧盟的意见，反对通过此标准。谢谢。
Thank you, China. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Switzerland expresses its full support to the EC, and we concur with the arguments that have been put forward, especially due to safety concerns. Further, Madam Chair, Switzerland expressed its opposition to the adoption of to the progression of this MRL to step 8 for adoption at step 8, and we are very pleased to note that the Swiss opposition has been reinserted in the draft report, in the final report as issued in the corrigendum that has been distributed to delegates. That is corrigendum to Adinorm 09/32/31. In paragraph 54, it's clearly stated that the European Community, China, Norway, and Switzerland expressed their opposition to the decision to send the draft MRL for melengastrol acetate in cattle tissues to the session of this commission for adoption at step 8. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. Norway, please.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, as Switzerland also said, the report from the Committee on Veterinary Drugs are now corrected, as Norway also made our, expressed our opposition to this decision at that committee. Norway will support what was said by the European Community concerning MGA, and we will also retain our strong opposition to adoption of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Algeria, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Donc, pour ma part, pour les limites maximales des pesticides, je rejoins l'avis de l'Égypte et je m'oppose à l'adoption de cette norme. Merci.
Thank you. Croatia, please.
Croatia supports the European Community and China's view.
Thank you very much. I'd like to take Canada, and then I'd like for the let's see, this is the Bosnia. Okay, we'll take Canada, Bosnia, and then I think it would be useful for the family to hear what the JECFA Secretariat has to say on this specific point, and also talk to the hear from the chair of the committee. I'm sorry, I could not quite see your flag. Sudan. Okay, then I think we need to close the list. So we'll take Canada and then Sudan, and then we will go to JECFA. Canada, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Canada supports the adoption of the standard pertaining to the MGA MRL at Step 8. It is, in fact, Canada's view that there are no new scientific data that would challenge the adequacy of this standard. And should there be any new scientific information in the future, it would be advised that the committee, CCRVDF, accounts for these when they become available or refer the matter to its expert body, JECFA, as required within the context of regular review and update of codex standards to make sure that they are suitable and in line with the most up-to-date scientific evidence. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Canada. Sudan, please.
Thank you, Chair Lady. So I would like just to propose this issue should be subjected for more studies before adoption for the next step. Thank you.
Thank you, Sudan. Now I would like to... I would like to ask the JECFA Secretariat to comment, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to inform the Commission that JECFA at its 70th meeting last year specifically addressed the concern raised by the European community. The JECFA has reviewed an extensive submission from the European community that in detail describes the specific concern and provides the scientific information and data with it, which are at large not specific to MGA, but more general for hormone-active compounds. So JECFA specifically addressed concern for potential endocrine disrupting effects, as well as the potential immunotoxicity, also in particular for potentially sensitive subpopulations like prepubertal children. So the concern, as it was read out by the delegate of the European Commission, was exactly the concern that was raised at the previous CCRVDF, and that JECFA, based on request of CCRVDF, JECFA looked at it in detail. And the conclusion from JECFA at its last meeting is that the new data do not provide any basis to change its previous opinion, and that was discussed at the last CCRVDF, hence this proposal for adoption of the standard, and maybe the chair of CCRVDF can then elaborate on that further. Thank you very much. But again, sorry, there is no indication for any new data at this point in time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that additional explanation from the JECFA Secretariat, our source of scientific advice, risk assessment. I was next going to turn to the United States of America. United States of America, and the which holds the chair. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. The United States supports the adoption of the MRL for melangestrol acetate at step 8. It's essential that codecs follow the established processes for developing and adopting standards. As we've just heard from JECFA, there is no scientific reason that would prevent adoption of the standard by the Codex Commission. Opportunity was provided to member countries to submit data, and this has been evaluated as noted. And we're now at the point where approval of the MRL is both warranted and scientifically justified. Absent any additional information, it is important that Codex move forward in adopting the MRL and demonstrate that we are a science-based organization. Thank you.
Can you hear me now? Sorry. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, during the CCRVDF meeting, what you've just heard from all parties is correct. We had a very good discussion, and the issues brought forward by the EC along with Switzerland, Norway, and China, they did express their concerns as discussed, and we accepted their reservations. The majority were listening to the comments by JECFA and understood, as we turned to JECFA as our scientific body for advice, that there had been no further reason for them to change the MRLs based upon science. And with that and our discussion from the floor, we then went forward to agree to advance the draft MRLs for melongastrol acetate in cattle tissues for adoption at step 8. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, United States. There was an additional flag from Egypt, I believe. Egypt.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. تؤيد مصر اعتماد الوثيقة الخاصة بالحدود القصوى لبقايا العقاقير البيطرية عند الخطوة رقم 8 وخصوصا بعد الشروح المقدمة من لجنة الجكفة، لجنة الخبراء. شكرا.
I see Argentina has asked for the floor. I've pretty much closed the list for country comments, but I will take your comment, Argentina. Please make it brief, and then I will ask that for the Vietnam. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. We've missed you. We'll take you too. I'm sorry you're at a far angle. So, Argentina, please, briefly.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Luego de haber escuchado al secretariado de JECFA dar sus explicaciones, apoyamos el avance de este documento. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Vietnam, please.
Thank you for noticed our flag at last. Vietnam in the last CCR VDF has expressed our position of supporting advancement of the draft of the MRN for the FGA to the 32nd session of the CAC, and now at this meeting, again, we support the adoption of the MRN for the MGA. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Vietnam, now, actually, I would call for, there's only one observer organization, my mistake. IFAH, your comment, please.
Can you hear me? Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. IFA, the International Federation for Animal Health, very much looks to the Codex Alimentarius Commission as the body that sets science-based standards that ensure consumer health as well as addressing the needs of international trade. And we very much support the explanations given by the JECFA Secretariat and the views expressed by the US and the Canadian delegation and as supported by the other members who spoke. Thank you very much.
Well, we have just heard a set of strongly opposing viewpoints expressed. We also heard an authoritative presentation from JECFA addressing the specific scientific objections that have been raised by the EC and supported by a number of other countries. Having heard that explanation of the JECFA Secretariat and the further explanation of the chair of the committee, do any of the countries who have opposed choose to change their views? I would offer that opportunity. I see no flags. I then must ask the EC, the European Community, which has raised these points that have been answered by the JECFA Secretariat, whether it intends to voice an opposition, a reservation so strong as to block, as to attempt or suggest to that you oppose, absolutely oppose, adoption of this standard. European Community?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I hope I can respect the two-minute rule. We've heard some very interesting and compelling testimony from the chair of the committee, from the JECFA Secretariat. And clearly, we take that very, very seriously. These are very authoritative institutions. And clearly, we also want to be in full respect of our international obligations. We want to see and ensure that the Codex operates effectively. But we also have to keep in mind the extremely sensitive nature of this particular substance. And that's evident from the substantial number of interventions from other members who are opposed to adoption. Now, without calling into question the eloquent testimony from JECFA and the chair of the CCRVDF, we have to keep in mind not only the sensitive nature of the substance, but in the past, the international scientific community has on occasion got it wrong, indeed badly wrong, on similar type substances. Clenbuterol is an example in the past, and that memory is still with us. In an unrelated area, but even more sensitive, on BSE, it also got it wrong. And this memory lingers on in the European community. Our consumers have a very high level of protection and expectations thereof from the regulatory authorities. And it's in that context that we have firmly opposed the adoption of this standard consistently. Nonetheless, in the light of what you said, and in our efforts, as always, to be constructive, we are reluctant to stand against formal adoption, but there are a number of points that we think it's important to make. These include our outstanding concerns regarding the safety assessment, notwithstanding what we've heard from JECFA. We have solid scientific opinion in the European community which still calls into question the safety of this particular substance. Unfortunately, we failed to convince JECFA and the CCRVDF to follow us in that particular respect. Nonetheless, those concerns are there. In addition, there are very significant concerns regarding the impact of approval on consumer confidence in general in the safety of products treated in animals treated with MGA. It's a general policy in the European Union to prohibit the administration of veterinary drugs to healthy animals solely for the purpose of growth promotion. And this policy is very widely supported by all stakeholders in the European community. And I would add, it's administered in an entirely non-discriminatory fashion. We are major importers of beef and beef products, but we insist that it comes from animals that are not treated. So a whole range of countries, including those who support the adoption of this particular standard, have access to our market on an equivalent basis. So having said that, and having voiced our strong opposition to the adoption of the standard, we nonetheless defer to your judgment. And I'd like to conclude with a final remark. I thought Canada made a constructive remark where it referred to the need for JECFA and the CCRVDF to maintain a regular review and update on this particular substance. And that is something we can only endorse. Thank you.
Thank you very much, European community. That was indeed very well stated and rather dense, information-rich intervention. I think I derive, or I think I can distill from your intervention that noting your concerns about this substance and noting your strong sense that there is a need for JECFA and CCRVDF to review certain aspects of their approach to safety assessment. No, am I misunderstanding you there? If I get this wrong, please correct me. So I take it I need correction. European community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was actually picking up from the statement of Canada, where, if I understood correctly, they essentially invited JECFA and the CCRVDF to maintain a regular review and update, and these words I copy specifically from their statement, of this particular substance. And that is a policy and approach we would certainly fully support. And we will be vigilant ourselves in ensuring that both CCRVDF and JECFA are immediately made aware of any new or emerging evidence on the safety or otherwise of this substance. Thank you.
Thank you for the clarification. Your point then was that you urge JECFA and CCRVDF to conduct regular reviews and updates with respect to this substance, presumably given the availability of data. Then I further think I can distill from your immediately previous intervention that noting all of these concerns, you would not stand in opposition, you would not block adoption of MGA. Do I understand that, sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The microphone seems to be acting up somewhat. Yes, but what I need to insist on is that there is a very accurate reflection of our statement and the content of our reservation in the record of the meeting, and I'm quite happy to supply you a verbatim account of my intervention. Thank you.
That would be very useful. I thank you for that, European community. And having heard this intervention, distilled from it, the willingness not to block, to move ahead with adoption, to maintain scientific vigilance, we will record a verbatim intervention. Can we then together adopt the draft MRL for MGA? Norway?
Thank you, Chair. As you ask, we will not object the adoption, but we will ask you to note our strong reservation to this decision in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. We will do so. And for that matter, and to speed us along, I would suggest that in order to save time, those countries that intervened with objections that opposed along the lines of the European community, we can record your strong objection. We will ensure that we do that just to save time so we don't need to hear from you again. Thank you very much, delegates. I think we've accomplished something. This feels like forward movement to me. And I commend you all for it. Now let's take the next six proposed MRLs proposed at step 5-8. Comments, please. I see no flags. We will adopt these six MRLs at step 5-8. We next take up the draft guidelines for the design and implementation of national regulatory food safety assurance programs associated with the use of veterinary drugs in food-producing animals, also, of course, from the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Foods. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. Then I believe we can adopt these draft guidelines. Thank you very much. Thank you, delegates. We need an announcement from the Secretariat regarding consequential changes that result because of our adoption of these draft guidelines. Secretariat, please.
Madam Chair. And just to remind the Commission that while adopting these guidelines, there are two texts that will be revoked. And this will be the guidelines for the establishment of a regulatory program for control of veterinary drug residues in food, the guideline 16/1993, and the code of practice for control of the use of veterinary drugs. This text is CAC. RCP 38/1993. These texts are revoked because superseded by the current guidelines. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. We have now completed work on Part 1 of Item 5, Proposed Draft Standards at Step 8 and 5-8. We next look at Part 2, which comprises other standards and related texts submitted for adoption, comprising amendments to existing texts. I will turn to the Secretariat for explanation of these items because they are rather, well, procedural in nature. Secretariat, please.
The amendments put forth to this commission to paragraph 10 of the sample preparation in the sampling plans for aflatoxin contamination in ready-to-eat tree nuts and tree nuts destined for further processing for almonds, hazelnuts, and pistachios. Madam Chair, that forms part of the sampling plans in the general standards for contaminants and toxins in foods. And following its adoption at the last session of the commission at the same time had requested the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling to also have a look at those sampling plans. What happened then at the CCMUS is that they discussed the sampling plans and made recommendations for amendments to the sample preparation, which was then brought to the Contaminants Committee and discussed at that committee. They slightly amended the proposal from CCMUS, and that is the proposal which is now being put forward for adoption, Madam Chair, to paragraph 10, and it applies to both the ready-to-eat tree nuts as well as the tree nuts destined for further processing. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. Thank you for your explanation. Are there any comments on these amendments? It is my understanding that they have done exactly what we expected would occur when we approved the draft standards for contaminants in these, for this contaminant last year. They support the MRL. India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The sampling plan was adopted by the 31st session of the Commission, forwarded to the CCMAS for advice. The committee discussed the proposed amendments put forward by CCMAS concerning sample preparation, and committee agreed on a wording that included the mention of a vertical cutter type mill, but was not limited to this equipment as follows, and I quote, sample shall be finely ground and mixed thoroughly using a process, example dry grind with a vertical cutter mixed type mill that has been demonstrated to provide the lowest sample preparation variance. The committee, unquote. The committee agreed to forward the above proposed amendment to the Commission for insertion into the sampling plans for aflatoxin contamination, ready-to-eat tree nuts and tree nuts destined for further processing almonds, hazelnuts, and pistachios. This process amendment states that use of such process so as to achieve the lowest sample preparation variance, which produces a finely grounded and mixed sample via any kind of equipment, that is, it doesn't limit to vertical cutter type mill, and expands to other equipments also. Hence, India would like to support the insertion of the proposed amendment into the sampling plans for aflatoxin containment in ready-to-eat tree nuts and tree nuts destined for further processing, almonds, hazelnuts, and pistachios. Thank you.
Thank you very much, India. I take from your intervention that you support. Thank you. I see no other flags. And then I conclude that we can adopt these amendments. Thank you very much. Let's next move to the amendment to the annex to Table 3 of the General Standard for Food Additives, which is a product of the Codex Committee on Food Additives. Are there any comments to this proposed amendment? I see no flags. I think we will adopt this amendment for inclusion in the GSFA. Next, we have a proposed amendment to the name and descriptors of food categories specifically listed of the GSFA. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. The amendment is adopted. Next, we move to the Codex Committee, product of the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils, amendment to the standard for named vegetable oils. a replacement of the section on contaminants with the standard language in the format for Codex Commodity Standards. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. The amendment is adopted. I have a note from the Secretariat for your information. The Alinorm 09325-1 had an error in it. In the reference documents listed, the appendix should be Appendix 7, not Appendix 2. Thank you very much. Next, we move to what? Okay, I'm going to let you say it or Selma.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Additionally to being a wrong reference, this was actually an additional text to be adopted. So it was came from the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils, and the subject was additives provisions in the standard for fats and fat spreads and blended spreads and other standards for fats and oils. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretariat, for that clarification. Next, we move to the committee, a product of the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. And we are looking at methods, proposed methods of analysis in Codex standards at various steps. And it includes methods of analysis in adopted or draft standards for CCNFSDU, CCAsia, CCFV, CCCS, as endorsed by CCMAS. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. Then these methods of analysis shall be adopted. Thank you very much. We'll take a short pause. Delegates, please. I know we are almost ready to close for the day, but we have some procedural amendments to make to work we have previously adopted. That just clarifications from the Secretariat, please, I beg your indulgence to listen to these procedural technical points. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. It is just when we adopted text from coming from CCAsia that we skipped one thing concerning the regional standard for fermented soybean paste. The standard, we adopted the standard, but we should have mentioned that it was with amendments, and it was without the provisions for one additive, without the, namely the additive monopotassium tartrate, which was not yet given, and the CCAsia should be asked to provide a numeric maximum use level. That is the first comment I wanted to make. If you allow me, I'll make the second comment right away. That was concerning the Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems. There, we have adopted a model we have adopted a generic model certificate, official certificate, and as we have already in the Codex Alimentarius, we have two certificates already, one coming from the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products and one from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products, and the request would be to those two committees to consider revising the respecting model certificates to ensure consistency with the CCFIX document. That was also something that was proposed from the CCFIX that was not mentioned at that moment. Thank you very much. I have some housekeeping afterwards.
Thank you. Thank you, Secretariat. Then I would ask you to make the housekeeping remarks that you have that are important announcements. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The first is that all member countries of the Coordinating Committee for Africa are invited to a meeting on Tuesday, 30 June 2009, which is tomorrow, at 8:30 a.m. in the Ethiopia room. At 8:30 a.m. in the Ethiopia room. The second housekeeping remark is that we do have a wireless internet connection in this room. We have shown before the address and what you need to give as a password. I just read it out again. The user ID would be visitor, and the password is to go to web, where 2 is a number, go is letters, and 2 is a number again, and then web. But we're putting it here on the screen again, so you can see it and take note of that if you want to be connected to the internet. That concludes my remarks. Okay. The chair said there are some more remarks. We would like to welcome you at the reception, which is going to take place from 6 o'clock tonight in the Aventino room on the 8th floor. We wanted to be on the terrace, but as you can hear, there's some noises outside which probably make that impossible, that we have it on the terrace. And otherwise, we start again tomorrow morning at 9:30 here in this room. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretary. It is now by my watch about 2 minutes to six. I'm sorry. Dominican Republic, you have a comment you'd like to make. Please, Dominican delegates, please. Please wait. We actually have 2 minutes left in our agreed time. Let us settle and listen to the comment of the Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic, please.
Gracias, Presidenta. Es para recordar a todos nuestros colegas que, no todos lo saben, el grupo de los 77 va a estar teniendo una reunión el día de mañana y quería aprovechar este momento que estamos haciendo el housekeeping para que todos los delegados de países en desarrollo del grupo de los 77 que por favor coloquen en su agenda de manera tentativa que mañana inmediatamente termine la reunión, la sesión de la mañana, es decir, a las 12:30 o a la 1, cuando termine la sesión de la mañana, vamos a tener una reunión de coordinación en una sala que será avisada a través del señor secretario mañana en la mañana. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Dominican Republic. We are precisely on time, and I will be happy to see you upstairs, 8th floor, Aventino room. See you at 9:30 tomorrow morning.